WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
After Clint Eastwood won an Oscar for directing Million Dollar Baby, the 76-year-old screen legend began work on his most ambitious project, two films shot back-to-back that revolve around the bloody Battle of Iwo Jima. The first, Flag of Our Fathers, opened nationwide today. David Edelstein has a review.
Some critics regard Clint Eastwood as an American old master, his direction like a great jazz musician's affectless cool. I find it, with exceptions, a mixture of the limp and the ham-handed. But Flags of Our Fathers is one of those exceptions. The storytelling is clunky as usual, but Eastwood has never directed sequences as fluid and poetic and profoundly disturbing. The movie is adapted from the bestseller by James Bradley with Ron Powers, and it's another elegy to the World War II greatest generation. But there's a critique of the culture built in. At its center is the immortal Joe Rosenthal photograph of five men, their faces obscured, struggling to raise a flag at the top of Mount Suribachi on the Japanese island of Iwo Jima, one of the most inspiring images ever captured. Without discrediting the power of that image, the movie, like the book, goes on to expose its petty genesis and its dispiriting aftermath. The film begins with a voiceover. Harve Presnell, sounding eerily like Bob Dole, asserts, "Every jackass thinks he knows what war is." What follows is a scene so painful that it's hard to wrap one's mind around it. A medic, played by Ryan Phillippe, tries to keep an American soldier's innards from spilling out. Suddenly, a Japanese soldier leaps over a ridge, and the medic grinds his own bayonet into the enemy's stomach. That mirror image nightmare isn't carried through the rest of the film, but everything that follows is suffused by it, and by the irreconcilability of the fact of war with slogans meant to sell bonds. Eastwood's co-producer is Steven Spielberg, and there are similarities between the slaughters on the beach of this Iwo Jima and the Omaha of Saving Private Ryan. But the way that Eastwood backs off from the splattery spectacle strikes me as a mark of decency. The carnage is intense enough to haunt you, but not relentless enough to punish you. Eastwood leeches the color out of the frame, leaving a sickly green, and he's composed a melancholy score that makes even victory seem like loss. We rarely glimpse the tens of thousands of Japanese hidden in tunnels in that mountain, so the bloodshed is disconnected. Eastwood shot another film simultaneously, Letters from Iwo Jima, from the Japanese perspective. In that movie, opening in the near future, he'll take us inside Suribachi. Flags of Our Fathers appears at first to be at cross purposes with itself. It says the men who returned from war were not heroes, and then goes on to show them sacrificing themselves for one another with what seems like superhuman heroism. That's where the photo comes in. The mystery behind that flag planting is carried by its three surviving subjects, played by Phillippe, Jesse Bradford, and Adam Beach, none of whom feels entitled to the adulation they receive on the home front. There's a trace of the right stuff in the depiction of so-called real men who blanch under the efforts of their handlers' marketing. But those astronauts weren't eaten alive by survivor's guilt. And there's another issue here. There were two photos, and one of the soldiers in the famous one, which is actually a recreation, has been misidentified. That weighs most heavily on Beach's Ira Hayes as he listens to his handler, played by John Slattery.
So, we got a hell of a lot of money to raise, not a lot of time. White House tomorrow, then we trot you over to shake hands with a couple of hundred congressmen who won't pull a penny out of their pockets, politicians and actors. You put them in a restaurant together, they die of old age before picking up the check. Then New York City, Times Square, dinners with various hoi polloi, then Chicago.
Who are these Gold Star mothers?
That's what we're calling the mothers of the dead flag raisers. You present each mother with a flag. They say a few words. People will money. It'll be so moving.
But this is Hank Hansen's mom.
Lovely woman. She knows how close you and her son were. He wrote home about you. She is very, very much looking forward to meeting you.
Hank wasn't in the picture.
Sorry?
Hank didn't raise that flag. He raised the other one, the real flag.
The what? The real flag. There's a real flag?
Yeah, ours was the replacement flag. We put it up when they took the other one down.
Am I the only one getting a headache here? You know about this?
It was after it was already in the papers. The mothers had already been told, Bud.
That's it. That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, why tell me? I'm only the guy that has to explain it to 150 million Americans.
It's when the movie gets into the specifics of the men's guilt that the familiar Eastwood seams show. As Hayes, a Native American whose feelings of inadequacy, reinforced by rampant prejudice against his people, drives him further into drunken disillusionment, Beach emotes in a vacuum. It's the sort of performance that gets nominated for awards because you can't escape the acting. Ryan Phillippe is a study in colorlessness, and many of the soldiers blur together. But the infelicities don't matter, finally. Flags of Our Fathers fits into Eastwood's late-in-life agenda, to make violence, even in self-defense, seem soul-killing, and to expose the gulf between reality and myth. After this, how can we ever again make our peace with the iconography of war?
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.